Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Amit Kazar back on the show. Amit is a great member of our Brain Trust. 10 years he's been hanging out with us. How about that? CEO and founder of Multifunding. He does a great job of helping small businesses get the access to the capital they need. He doesn't make the loans. He just helps you find them. And so I encourage you to go to multifunding.com and check out what he's got going on. He's the author of a new book, which I'm very excited about, called The Growth Dilemma. And he's our good friend, Amit Kazar. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you as always, my friend.
Good to have you back as always. So you wrote a piece recently about prioritizing. You said if you want to be successful, you only need to focus on three things at a time. You call that ruthless prioritization. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I think it's true, Jim, at almost any stage of the journey when you are the CEO or the leader of a company, you have to pick the most three important things and the winning city that the company has got to get done and almost just stop worrying about everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy to get inundated and overwhelmed by 50 different things. And you start spinning plates and not getting anything done. And when you kind of think hard about what the critical things are you're trying to accomplish, and if everything else were to go away and disappear, you just couldn't do them, because otherwise you can easily get nothing done at all.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, as you probably know, and as you may have heard in the previous segment, I'm just out of control as on my soapbox about getting small business owners to think about themselves as the CEO and spend time in their day, in their week, in their month, being the CEO, no longer being the manager, the general manager, who's dealing with the trenches, the buying and selling, and the customers. But spend time as the CEO of the company, which is where the business is led, where you decide where you are and where you want to go, and what's in the way.
Yeah, and it's a very difficult transition to make, and it's not easy. So, one way to think about it is if you think about 80% of what you spend your time doing. Right? So, and then say, I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Fire yourself from some jobs and promote yourself to other jobs, right?
Yeah. So I can't do these things anymore. I'm not allowed to in 3 weeks. What am I going to do about it to fix it? And sometimes that's an awfully frightening transition because it means giving up control. But sometimes you've got to be sometimes if you want the organization and the company to push forward to the next level, you've got to be willing to do that. And it's not just for the CEO, it can be for anyone in a leadership position, not just in small companies, but in big companies. And to say, I'm not going to do this stuff anymore. I have to find another way to get it done. And if you find that other way to get it done, you will make an enormous difference to you in your ability to grow and expand your business.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people are so scattered and they're trying to do so many different things that you can just tell they're not going to get anything done. And often less is more.
Well, of course, a big part of what you're talking about is delegating and I love what you said.
It's partially delegating, but it's also accepting our own limitations.
Yeah.
And realizing we giving up some control. And
well, like I said, earlier, and this is what you were talking about earlier, as we go to a break, and that is that if you're going to lead your company, the way to find time to be the CEO, which you must do, it's non-negotiable, is to fire yourself from jobs that you no longer have to do that you once had to do, but now you don't, and promote your job yourself to jobs that no one else can do, maybe has never existed in your company before. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I think that's a good point, Jim.
So
you often have to.
Multifunding.com, right?
Go
right on me? Multifunding.com?
Yep.
And the book is called The Growth Dilemma. Amit Kazar and I will be right. We're going to talk some more about some of this ruthless prioritization. And also, he's going to blend in why you should encourage a little bit of chaos in your business. What? That's crazy talk, isn't it? We'll see what he has to say about it. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.